The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
We've got a good one lined up today. I believe it'll be very informative and an interesting topic, nevertheless, to discuss. So let's get after this thing. I'm going to pull up our little screen here and our PowerPoint so that we can show you what we're going to be discussing today. So I want to give just a moment for this to hop up on your screen. While you guys are waiting for that, if you're new to the broadcast, you're on Facebook Live, or maybe you may be joining us on the rebroadcast on YouTube or on Rumble. And if you're new to the broadcast, please let us know in the comment section below that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. We always enjoy to hear from all of our new listeners and viewers and where you guys are joining us from. So there was a particular article that came out from an Israeli affiliate, but it was in conjunction with an event that we're going to be discussing today. And that is exactly what you're looking at here on the screen. Longest lunar eclipse of the century arrives soon. All right. Longest lunar eclipse of the century arrives soon. The Earth, according to this article, the Earth will pass between the sun and the moon in the early hours of the 19th of November. It will cast a shadow on the latter. This eclipse will peak shortly after 4 a.m. Eastern, when our planet will reportedly be blocked out 90% of the sun's light, giving the moon a reddish hue, or what we call a blood moon or a lunar eclipse. Now, according to NASA, this particular lunar eclipse will last 3 hours, 28 minutes, and 23 seconds, and will be the longest eclipse between 2001 and 2100. So again, longest lunar eclipse of the century is coming. Now, why is this important? I'm going to pull up this scripture here. I'm going to read this. Then I'm going to read an opinion piece by Israel 365 News. And then we're just going to discuss this as a topic today. You can do what you want with it. I think it's intriguing. It's definitely a point of interest to discuss, and I think that's something we need to be paying attention to. Genesis 1:14, and God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years." Again, you've heard me talk about this, and I've discussed this many times in other previous broadcasts, that the luminaries that we see in the sky, the moon, the planets, the stars, these different things that we see in the cosmos, these things are not there just to provide light. They're there, again, for signs and for seasons. They're there for cycles. They're there as almost like God's calendar or God's banner, if you would. There's some Hebrew words that we could pull out today, and I'm not going to go into too much detail on that, but there's some Hebrew words that we could pull out in signs and seasons, in which we've done this in previous, and you can go back and watch previous broadcasts where we've brought this out. And again, these blood moons, these solar eclipses, these events, these celestial events, these things are they are harbingers. They are warning signs. They are to get the attention of humanity. They are to mark certain seasons. They are to mark certain sabbaticals. They are to mark certain feasts. They're all there, and they're not just quote unquote coincidences. So we just want to make that known. And they're not there to worship them, thus where we get astrology from. And again, so as we discuss this today, we are not doing the worship of astrology, but this is what we call astronomy, where we look at the celestial luminaries and we talk about these in basis of scripture. Remember, Jesus said in the Word of God, in Luke 21, 28, or not 21, 28, but in Luke chapter 21, he says, and there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. There'll be signs in the heavens and on the earth. Distress of nations with perplexity and waves and seas and war. And so again, signs in the heavens. All right. Now I'm going to go back to, let me pull this back up again. I'm going to show you this. This is an actual headline here from, again, this is from Israel 365 News. And I thought this was very intriguing to pull up and to discuss this. Here's the headline, quote, longest lunar eclipse of the century, a warning to President Biden not to divide Jerusalem. And of course, they give you a passage of scripture in the original headline of this, and it's Joel chapter 3. It says, before the great and terrible day of the Lord, I will set, and this is a, this is from the Israel Bible translation, but it says, before the great and terrible day of Hashem comes, I will set portents in the sky and in on earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood. Again, that's Joel 3:3 from the Israel Bible. On Thursday night, again, coming up next, what is this? Next, we're on the 11th. So this is next weekend, guys. This time next week, one full week around Thursday and Friday, again, this eclipse will be visible. I'm going to pull this back out off here again. This eclipse will be visible over North America, but not just any eclipse. It will be the longest lunar eclipse of the 21st century. Again, over 3 hours and 28 minutes. This eclipse will be known as a, quote, blood moon. We're scrolling down on the article because I want to get to the point here. According to some rabbis, here's where it gets interesting. As they discuss the meaning of eclipses in Jewish tradition, one rabbi explained that under normal circumstances, lunar eclipses are considered a bad omen or a harbinger for Israel. This is based on different portions of the Talmud, oral traditions that specify that lunar eclipses are, again, a bad omen for Israel, since Israel is spiritually represented by the moon. And if the lunar eclipse takes place in the east side of the heavens, then it's a bad omen for all the nations in the east. Again, before we go spewing comments on Facebook Live and everything else, because I always, anytime we discuss anything like this, you get the radical flat earthers to come out, you get the anti-Semitics, you get the anti-Israel, you get the replacement theologists that come out. You get all these people. They don't want to hear anything you got to say. They just want to get on and just trash their opinion. So for those who enjoy these kind of segments, please refrain from just entertaining all that stuff in the comment section and just listen here for a moment. If it occurs in the Western hemisphere of the sky, it is a bad sign for all the nations in the West. Quote, in the time of the Talmud, only Israel set the calendar according to the moon. According to one rabbi, setting the calendar according to the sun was the practice of the idolaters, like Rome, which named the solar months and days after pagan gods. And this is true, by the way, all these, the names of our, what we get on the calendar, that's absolutely true. You can go back and read that. Today, the Muslims set their calendar according to the moon even more than the Jews in a manner that leads their calendar to the imbalanced. So a lunar eclipse is closely connected to Islam, and in this case, is a warning for the Arabs. The eclipse will pass over the U.S. Quote, listen to this, according to Rabbi Gennett, the new president, this is Joe Biden, is connecting his fate with that of the Arabs, choosing them over Israel. Again, this is not my opinion. I'm only reading this. He is choosing war, the wars that originate in Ishmael, the wars that are presaged by the upcoming blood moon. According to the rabbi, he made a disclaimer at the end of the section of the Talmud describing the omens contained within eclipses. He went on to say that, quote, when Israel does the will of the place or God, they have nothing to fear from all of this, citing the prophet Jeremiah as a source. And he quotes Jeremiah 10:2, do not lean to the way of the nations and do not be dismayed by the portents in the sky. Let the nations be dismayed by them. He goes on to refer to the recent pressure by the Biden administration to open a consulate to the Palestinians in Jerusalem. By the way, guys, I forgot to pull this article up, but we reported on this last week, and we reported on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Mahmoud Abbas of Palestine had a meeting with the Pope, Pope Francis. And in this meeting, allegedly, Pope Francis is leaning in his support towards a Palestinian state, or what we would call the dividing of Jerusalem. Again, this is some serious stuff. The rabbi explained the name of Jerusalem is rooted in the Hebrew word shalim, which is referred to the sun, which, unlike the moon, does not go through phases. Jerusalem is eternal and must remain eternally whole. The rabbi also noted a prophecy in the book of Joel states that the coming of the Messiah will be preceded by a blood moon. And of course, he quotes Joel chapter 3, before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. He talks about there will be blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood. And he talks about that. We are indeed, quote, close to the end of days. So these astronomical signs, I said signs, that's what we're talking about today, are taking on increased importance, according again to the rabbi. Now, I do want to point this out. In the book of, there's two books, the book of Zechariah and the book of Joel. Both of these are prophets, and they wrote concerning the dividing of Jerusalem, and they warned how there would be grave consequences as a direct result of any nation or nations and its leaders that has a direct hand in dividing the nation of Israel, or how be it, especially Jerusalem. Zechariah, of course, everyone knows this, Zechariah 12, 2 and 3, behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples when they lay siege against Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall happen in that day that I will make Jerusalem a very heavy stone for all the peoples and all who heave it away. By the way, that stone for all the peoples here, that word peoples there can actually translate to all nations, who would heave it away and will surely be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. Against who? It. Jerusalem. And then Joel chapter 3, I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have also divided up my land. And again, I want to emphasize something here. You'll have a whole group of people. Guys, trust me. I every week we deal with this. You'll have groups of people. You're going to see them comment on YouTube. So get ready. You'll see it on Rumble. It'll be there. Facebook Live under the comment section. You're going to get the anti-Semitics, you're going to get the anti-Israels, you're going to get the people that speak ill against Israel, they're totally against Israel, the replacement theologist, the preterist, all these individuals will speak negative connotations against Israel. They'll call them the synagogues of Satan. They will bash them. They have no value whatsoever in covenant. Genesis chapter 12, the prophecies of Joel, the prophecies of Zechariah, these warnings to nations and presidents and leaders who attempt to divide the Jerusalem and attempt to divide Israel, they see that is no relevance at all. And this is terrifying. This is scary. And this is why we will get to this point, guys. I believe that with all my heart. I believe it more than ever. Week after week, month after year, year after year, the love of many is waxing cold. Hearts are growing dim. Biblical ignorance is at an all-time high. Nobody's dividing the word. Nobody's rightfully dividing the word. There's no good Bereans anymore. Most professed Christians are not even reading and listening to the Bible. They are more hell-bent on expressing their own opinions and dangerous, heretical, destructive heresies and theologies that have run rampant all over the internet, all over YouTube, all over social media blogs. And guys, listen, I am working overtime to remove these destructive heresies from our platforms, our social media platforms, because we are not tolerating that stuff. We're not going to allow people who are anti-Semitic, who are anti-Israel, who are replacement theologists, who are hardliner preterists, the Flat Earth Society, and all these other people that want to come on and destroy the faith of other believers through destructive heresies. We will not allow it anymore. And I know it's going to upset some people, but listen, there is plenty of places out there for that stuff to thrive and for it to cultivate, but it will not happen on our ministry, on my watch, on our site. So here's the takeaway. And you say, why talk about this today? We know that prophecy has to be fulfilled. We know that eventually the nations of the world are going to enter into judgment because they have decided to form these coalitions and come together, being deceived by the lies of the enemy to come in and to divide and destroy Israel. And because of this, God himself will rise out of his place. Listen, you don't have to worry about defending Israel. God's going to defend Israel. He's got Michael the archangel that watches over Israel. He's in a covenant with Israel. Israel is the apple of his eye. He's going to deal with them. And it tells you, according to the prophet Joel and according to Zechariah, these nations will enter into judgment because of their stance against the nation of Israel. Now, look, I am not going to be on the side that judgment is going to be entered against them. I may be in the United States of America, but I am not siding with dividing Jerusalem. And if you had some wisdom about you, you would not be on that side of the tracks either. Because I don't know about you, but when the gavel falls and the judgment begins to fall, I want to be one of the righteous and one of the remnant who is standing in the gap and standing for the Lord and is standing with his heritage and with the apple of his eye. See, and now you got people that are arguing here on Facebook Live because of the attire that I'm wearing. They're offended because I'm wearing a baseball cap. You see, this is what I'm talking about, guys. People cannot focus anymore. We argue about everything. We get offended about everything. I'm not a man of God because I'm wearing a baseball cap. And for you guys that are wanting to know why, because I've been sick with COVID for 14 days. My wife has lost 20 pounds. We've been in a real struggle, and I really didn't feel like fixing my hair today for this broadcast. So if you don't mind, I'd like to wear a hat because I really didn't feel like wearing fixing my hair today, if that's okay with you. If we can move on past that, we can continue on with the message. So again, and if they don't get offended about that, guys, they'll get offended because, you know, I've got the Under Armour logo on, and this is satanic and it's demonic, and this is demonic, and the American flag is going to offend somebody because, you know, they live in America and they're offended about America. We got offense, 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 which is one of the signs, ironically, of the time of the end. And many shall be offended. And it's happening more and more and more. So we need to be paying attention to this today, dealing with this lunar eclipse, because I think this is interesting, because when we get into this thing where I believe the Biden administration is going to try to sit down and they're going to have these peace talks and they're going to try to divide the nation of Israel, probably with the help of the Pope and the help of other leaders. And I pray to God that the prime minister that we currently have in Israel will have some sense about him. From what I heard, he doesn't want to divide Jerusalem, and that's a good thing. And I pray that that doesn't happen, because listen, mark my words, guys, it will not be good for America or any other nation that divides Jerusalem. And we don't want to be on the side of that. And we definitely want to be standing who and with what God stands for. So again, if this is stuff that you're interested in, I pray and hope that you're blessed by this message, blessed by this information. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. This is the main website that you can find us. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. If you've not downloaded our free app, please, you can go find that on Apple. You can find it on Android. You can download that app, get it into your hands, get all of our push notifications. You can get our free podcast below. You can listen to it or you can watch it and get it into your hands. Please don't rely on social media outlets because you definitely don't want to do that, because there's so much censorship and shadow banning and so on and so forth. So again, as always, guys, we also want to give you an opportunity, if you'd like to support this ministry, if this ministry is a continual source of blessing, information and revelation for you, please, you can do that. You can do so by giving electronically, or you can give by check or money order. So there's several ways that you can do that as well. And again, to give electronically, just go to the app, or you can go to the main website. To give by check or money order, you can do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. Before you go, guys, I want to talk about, I think tomorrow, I want to talk about this Travis Scott incident that took place in Houston. And we may be discussing that tomorrow. There's some information that's come out that I kind of want to touch on, that because I know that's been a hot topic and people have really been talking about this. So let's see what we can do about this tomorrow. Try to talk about this as a topic. We'll break this down. Why I personally would have not been 1,000 miles to any kind of event that remotely looks anything like this. Again, I believe scripture talks about this. So we're going to try to put something together and talk about this tomorrow to close out our Friday segment. So be looking for that. So we're going to close out today. Again, as always, guys, we appreciate you taking the time out here today to be a part of this. Again, thank you guys so much for your continued. Look, guys, we're still not out of the woods yet. Many of you guys know my family and I has COVID went through our family. I'm feeling pretty good, to be honest with you. I'm not 100%, but I am back. I still have upper congestion in my nasal cavities. My sense of smell and taste is coming back slowly. Things are starting to come back to normal slowly. But my wife, guys, continue to keep praying for my wife. She's really taking it hard. She still has no appetite. She's lost a lot of weight in a matter of a week. And a lot, and we're praying that her appetite is completely restored. We actually had to take her to the hospital and get the antibody infusion, so that was a huge blessing for her. It helped her. So again, everybody's body reacts different, everybody handles this stuff different. Some people, our kids, thank God they got it and they breezed right through it, just with just kind of some sniffles and some headaches, but nothing major, thank God. and they were able to get right through that. So just, I appreciate you guys. Continue to pray for her. Her name's Melissa. Pray for her for a full recovery, her appetite's restored, and all that. And we know that it will. We just need some prayers of agreement, and we appreciate that as well. So listen, we're going to sign off for today, guys, but we'll be back on here tomorrow, Lord willing. And again, we're going to talk about this crazy, sad and disturbing event that took place this past week on our segment tomorrow. So we love you guys. God bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he bless you. May his countenance shine upon you in Jesus' name. God bless. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.